That's talking about the maximum. The maximum extent possible.
That's what we do with me.
The participation by since we have you as a resource person, I guess let me just tell you where we were just going. Right through from the first, from the title of it, just working right through and compromising whatever we were going to do. We left off with our policy about the makeup committee, some designated seats, whether there should be off in the general public, whether it should be full-time or part-time, really what the structure should be, whether it should be an authority, whether it should be a commission, did I say full-time, part-time, whether there should be legislative participation, an overview at least. With some rationale there is that the legislation has to be stuff next year. Trying to find out. There's no point. Did he know it does it? I suggest maybe that the purpose of the work session, you might want to do this with an overview and then work for that through.
To question hard.
But sometimes you have some second guessing that can be done by the committee of the consultants or the staff. Some of that second guessing can be non-productive. You can make a good argument one way or the other on this one. I would say go with the financial person.
If you had to go one step further,
I would only go with an engineer. We're moving some time frames and then we're very tight. The legislature gets directed to do something. And we create a body to go ahead and get a look at ourselves because the time is there are two ways to plug the politicians in. You have them as voting members, you have them as non-voting members. Either the Republican has to come from the House or the Republican has to come from the Senate, and the Senate's comprised of such a way that we have to have. And I was thinking of Because there will be Why do we have to lock in the administration duties or their designated this board couldn't just send out the, depending of course on their will, they couldn't just get together and see what they come by. They put resources and administration and CRA on notice that, look, you guys should fast track with us fast tracking and be right up on it. And we're so notifying you, just vis-a-vis letter, and to make yourself available and reasonably participate.
If you take on section 250 of this drafting we gave you, we covered that another way by saying the commission may also request any information to consider the central committee agency or state and the agency separation. So you may want to amend that a little bit, that the commission shall also notify all these agencies in particular areas aren't being discussed. The only thing by putting them down in here is you pinpoint some responsibilities.
Put them on notice.
They don't have to show up on this, but in a number of cases they aren't going to. When it comes down to working sessions that don't involve policy matters, that people probably aren't going to be there when it comes down to policy issues.
The pure feeling from prior experience, they won't be showing up there when they're not needed.
That's correct.
Unless drawing the, unless getting a free trip wherever,
They're busy people.
I don't think it's a
To understand what's happening and to represent, not necessarily Southeastern, if you will, economic interests, but to represent the feeling that those people are. And they may well have voted against it, but they're going to do a professional planning job. I don't think you need to put that in, but I think that's a political decision. I'm going to back away from it because that's out of my mouth.
Do these commissioners, when they're appointed,
And I think what we have to do is establish authority for the commission.
Politics is what we had in this war. Today, Frank Harris took his petition out and got his first signature. And there's no way we're going to sign it. And there are a lot of political decisions that have to be made. We're setting up a separate capital district. In land leasing policy, whether we're going to dispose of land by sale or whether we're going to lease land, whatever.
We're going to become politically involved in no matter what. But why not let them go do their job and get back to us?
They can't speak for us.
But they're, my point is that they're non-voting.
Your engineer's getting grounds, and they're totally,
it's monitoring and for informational. Well, everybody could. That's right.
I'll do that right.
Well, that's right.
On a little.
We didn't have them last time.
Yeah.
And it worked out
really
well. There were a couple of reasons.
Yeah, we went on to the road.
You were able to sit back as policymakers, all you didn't have to do that time. This time you can sit back as policymakers, and you can then pick out from the alternatives presented to you the most rational one for you to go with. If you're involved in the process, you could end up in the meeting saying, I disagree with that. And Chris's point is that if they say, I disagree with that, then you may have an argument between the legislators and the commission, and that can tend to be non-productive during the process, and possibly inhibit the best decision being made by the commission, because they're at least starting to compromise, thinking about what is going to be saleable in the legislature. So if I had to look, because I look from just a technical point of view, no, you don't need them there.
Ideas, and does suitable, and she has sense of an effort, even if her weak was thrown from heaven, he had been in his throat, and I observed one. Doesn't bring no weapon on, just observe. It'll be observed for here, because I'm from the open, and I'm here.
Let's make some decisions then, anyway.
I also make the motion that we put in qualifying language that where it all practical, the six regions of the state are represented.
Last time, it was Northwest, two years south, east, 2 years south.
Oh, I was having 20. Okay, so we've got that out of the way.
Right.
I'm on this one. So
council pool. Anybody want to discuss full-time, part-time?
Mr. Chairman,
Okay, what do we want to do about it?
Leonard, what's that clause where they give all necessary help? Before you get to that, you'd say something to the effect that the commission shall promptly notify.
Periodically notify all of the or something like that. It's going to have to be a little...
We were just devising a general section.
You have a copy of that in your packet, Ed. You can just refer to 178, section 2, section 2.
Now in the room, I guess we're right at the bottom of the third one. 9 years. Where we're talking about fuck.
Yeah, see, this is outside.
The bottom of the third block.
Yeah, really.
That's what the site's like.
No, they originally had that, but then they just got per diem.
I get this to a wreck shop. Wait a minute, what are we going to do about the mayor? Is the mayor of Mansu a full-time job?
No.
No, he's a school teacher. So, yeah, I mean, he's going to get per diem and come thank you. But I guess, where does it apply? They per diem?
I
make a motion to adopt the language of House Bill 37.
We adopted, we struck procedures and we put meeting of the committee. Same language we have in this.
I'm just thinking, wow, you're getting professional.
Okay, so we put after the comma after chairman.
We
just put 15 days. It appears to me that the language of 178-230 goes on.
Yes, it was said as salad.
No, but that's on.
Changes that I want to give for your consideration today. There are some changes and a couple of smaller. Conceptual thing between 178 and the long end, and then go into a couple of the specifics. Conceptually, in 178, you have. And let me run down, first what I have here,
the actual range of
excellence. Talk about the purpose of this to prepare a detailed plan for development of the city within the guidelines of the neighborhood. And I say that the detailed plan should be completed within 9 months after the study is completed. May 178, as we heard in the testimony, and also probably with your plans, the legislature will be on its last enough time to prepare a plan, and also gives you enough time to wrap up. Down here in B, including statements that say appropriate on line 26 and 27. Planning and development authority and recommendations as to the forms and powers of the local government. I'm sure I'm going to
And I think that's going to be that we just want facilities for the legislature.
The detailed development plan shall do all these varying kinds of things. With the letter of intent you put on there, we are talking about the following elements. The governor, the department of law, whatever you want to put up there by 1980, and then say that the future planning
Future decisions for planning and construction.
We've got to look at that. We've got to at least see the options that they have to present back to us to get some ideas from.
And that analysis will do, I see it as a primary relationship, it says, given the letter of intent that you told us that we were going to have this one, I said, here's how we see it ought to happen.
I'm going to go to the next one.
It's physical moving around, right? We've got agencies here and agencies there, and we're physically moving around.
Correct me if I'm wrong, these guys aren't. That this commission will not reorganize. Maybe a mansion for both the legislature, you know, meeting rooms for them, maybe, you know, maybe 20 units of rental units or something, something for the out-of-town boys.
Then you get the governor's commissioners up in Willow with the departments down here.
Well, Joe, you can argue that a number of different ways, you know, centralization, both ways of looking at it.
I think you'll get an idea of the problem when we have a complex aviation problem coming from Manera. Bonneville dealing with aviation, the Division of Aviation is up in Anchorage, and we're sitting down here trying to make decisions on an aviation policy.
I mean,
the only reason I brought it up was this was just for Mr. Lane to be able to somewhat relate with. We haven't made that call.
Generally, it's like halfway in between. The language here accomplishes all the planning and pre-design steps that have to take place. And you've got to do those no matter what you do. It's a question of scope. Sure. Let me give you like the three options that are in my mind at the moment. Let's say you put up just the initial for the governor, the legislature, If you did just that, you still have to do all of the things listed here, the planning steps. You still have to take a look at government, any type of community, transportation, public utilities, communications. You're going to have some of the housing, I'm going to call it residential. So you still have to look at all of those things. Your intent says this is all you want to move up there, then you say, and they look at it in terms of what you want to do. The third option says we're going to start with this. No matter which one of those intents you get or combination thereof, they still have to do everything.
I don't think that. And Then all you need to say is in that super
shared center.
Do we want to include Juno as well? I mean, in those still, they mentioned Matsu and Juno. Displacement for recreational purposes.
Commission shall conduct a cost analysis, including proposed construction schedules and related cost studies, including but not limited to construction cost escalation, energy efficient construction, life cycle costing, and so forth. And also shall prepare financing analysis, including investigation of funding alternatives and submission of a recommended financial plan to the legislature no later than I change March 1st.
The costing analysis is being done in conjunction as you develop the plan, and they can probably finish that earlier. You need to see what the funding alternatives are, and then within the last 30 days, are preparing the final draft for you.
Are you providing
Your equipment?
thought that the balance, you know, talk about life cycle costing versus, you know, if you have a fair report on yield versus the new site.
Yeah, I testified to that. I think Dick Holden also, Emory's, the life cycle cost, and again, this is for intent, I think. And when you do the life cycle cost, to finally get to the bottom line cost figures, you should have the life cycle cost in Willow, and the life cycle cost.
We'll make definitely sure that we clarify if that's the case. We clarify this so that the thing here, we're mandating the commission to shut up the analysis in the case.
That's what they do. They already are up on the computer. Life cycle costing. They're already, the initial data is already into the computer to start to generate the life cycle cost for our current both buildings and new construction. They have to get Dick Holden up here to tell you exactly where that is now, because I don't know which one of those series of phases they're in. But we're required by statute to do it. He can tell you how we have to, how this law should, how this should comply with the statute. And I recommend you probably do that. Experience that is probably going to be one of the hardest jobs that commission has, is to how to accurately portray those numbers. That's right. Well, they'll be contested. You got to bet they're going to be contested from all sides. The major job they'll have to do is that the backup information, or that the preamble that they put in front of those numbers very clearly states how they got there, and those numbers have to be in accordance with all of the appropriate construction costing procedures that are available. Satisfied all the requirements of the initiative. That got lost along the line somewhere. The only things they talk about are the last two pages of this document, the last three pages of this document, which are the cost figures. fortunately or unfortunately, that's probably what's going to happen again. For the record of the poor people that have to work on that and put in all that effort to doing a good job, they ought to be remembered for the planning job.
It's nice that I get them.
Maybe we should cut my second cost and now they're all together.
Something to indicate that this lifecycle cost is not going to be a vital.